It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Nineteenth caller, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, is being offered a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Beautiful new mahogany and alderwood entry doors are in. You want to see those?
Nice.
I'll buy one of those. Just see it. Like, go buy it. All right, checking in at
number 5.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio went up and met with Trump today.
Mm-hmm.
Went up to the Trump Tower on the golden elevator. It's the golden lobby. Have you been to Trump Tower? It's gold. Everything's gold.
Well, you're seeing all the suits. The TV cameras are parked outside because all the suits going back and forth with like the resumes in their hands going in to meet with Trump right now. And it's that gold background, Trump Tower, that I remember from The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Very well.
And what's interesting is they put a microphone up so that and a camera position so that all of the Trump stores inside the Trump Tower, Trump ice cream, Trump jewelry, Trump all the stuff. There's a Trump ice cream shoppy in there.
There is?
Yeah. Where you can get Trump ice cream because apparently that's his thing is ice cream because he doesn't drink.
Oh. That's his
Is it like the poop emoji?
It is indeed. I really prefer chocolate. Only in ice cream, though, if you know what I mean, people.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the clarification.
I don't like chocolate, but I do like Eastern European.
Oh, God. That's a great flavor.
Anyway, he comes out, Bill de Blasio comes out, and he says that he met with Donald Trump, and these are guys that don't really like each other very much.
He made that clear after he came out.
Yeah.
Even though Kellyanne Conway said it was a very nice meeting, very productive.
She'd say anything.
Of course she would.
Seriously. I mean, it's like whatever. And I appreciate her. I appreciate what she does. Anyway, here's what he said about me, okay?
Any initiative that would create a rift between our police all over the country and the communities they serve that would make it impossible for police and community to communicate, that would sow distrust between law enforcement and neighborhoods, would be counterproductive. Part of why I think it's so important to remind the president-elect and his team that there are deep fears and concerns out there is because the wrong messages can encourage hateful acts.
He was talking specifically about stop and frisk, which Trump praised that policy on the campaign trail. And he's saying we won't tolerate that in New York and that's not going to be OK. He said that, you know, he can withhold all the federal funding he wants, but he can't control how we police. But it's a real issue even in sanctuary cities like Chicago and major cities across America that with funding can be withheld if you choose that policy and a lot of it.
The question is, how are people going to be picked up in this situation? If they are, this is the problem. And there's no clarity on this. Hell, he could barely get a Secretary of State. Right? I mean, they're not very well organized here, so there's no clear policy. We're going to have to just wait to see how they want to enforce that, or if they want to enforce it.
Mm-hmm. There isn't, you're right. There's no clear policy on what he's going to do about immigration.
Right.
Or people who are here currently, more importantly.
Checking in on
number 4.
For the past year, Megyn Kelly became a target for Donald Trump nearly as often as his other political rivals. But the Fox News anchor says she was able to learn from the trying experience. She's got a new book out called Settle for More. She says that explores the themes of turning adversity into opportunity. Something she believes today's youth, Violetta, doesn't understand.
One of the reasons I wrote the book was because I feel like the younger kids today are getting too soft. I worry about the millennial generation that can't have any upset in their lives, and they need their safe spaces everywhere they go. Back in our day, sister, right? We had to have bad things happen to us, and did. And we had to function in the face of that adversity. And so in a way, this past year has been a chance to build those muscles, right? Had plenty of adversity, and it's almost like you can't grow and become stronger unless you have some difficult situations thrown at you. Right now, Trump is watching this thinking, you're welcome.
Well, she did. I mean, she faced off with two of the very powerful men in America, if not the world, Roger Ailes, the head of the network, and then Donald Trump.
And what about all those people who say, hey, this was all good for you?
The two people who flank me on the Fox News channel are Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity. Both of those guys are household names. And I'm right in between them. And I would say that while Trump's attentions increased my name recognition, I was doing just fine before Trump. And I'll be doing just fine after him, too.
Wait, when you say after me, what do you mean? Because you're going to.
You know, for someone that was bullied, I feel like she's bullying the millennials for no reason.
I'm so hurt by her words.
Yeah. I know.
It's not necessary.
I would also argue that you can become stronger with Curls for the Girls and Muscle Milk other things in addition to what she said. But I'm hurt by her words, guys.
And we're picked on a lot. We face adversity every day.
She didn't mean it.
Right. What happens if your mom doesn't fold your clothes properly?
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, she doesn't. Wrong detergent.
Yeah, she hears it. Plenty.
Okay.
Doesn't cut off the crust off the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You know, that's a problem.
Can you
imagine when that happens?
I do believe that, with the exception of these two, I do believe the millennials are taking it on the chin here and that there's a lot of stereotyping.
I think so, too.
About them and about their work ethic and all that. I mean, there are a lot of young, I'm not talking about these two, but I know there are a lot of young people out there who are, you know, people under the age of 30, right?
What working is it? Hard, trying to, you know,
34.
Trying to build a career in a tough environment with not the best economy during all of their years. And
some
then
of us are
school.
Just more gifted than others.
We don't have to work as hard. It just comes naturally.
Yeah. Like I said, not these two. But there
present
are.
Present company excluded.
Totally excluded. But I mean, I think there are plenty of millennials who are, you know, facing adversity and they don't need their safe spaces all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little bit of that whole kind of thing on college where, you know, they want to make college safe. You know why they want to make college safe?
Why?
And squishy. Why? And everybody's going to be loved. Because the parents are demanding it.
Yeah, I blame the parents.
It's true. The parents get all up in the face.
Right.
It's not quite right for their kid.
And the helicopter parents are the problem. They're the ones that, since little, I don't know.
Janie,
Ashley, little Ashley was 2 years old. She's been in Tai Chi potty training and like flex yoga. And the next thing you know, there's, you know, they're in kindergarten and they're taking Mandarin. Hey, did you see this?
Yes.
Speaking of this, that Ivanka Trump's 4-year-old is a huge sensation in China. On their their version of Twitter is, because there's a video of her, this little 4-year-old girl,
she was
like Ariana,
I think that's it, yeah,
Ariana or Ariella or something like that, Ariel Trump, speaking Mandarin.
She's reciting a traditional Chinese poem in Mandarin that is apparently part of a cultural poem. And very impressively, apparently, according to the people who have reviewed it and say her accent's perfect.
And I love Ivanka on this. I love Ivanka, which is, well, we have a lovely Chinese nanny for her who's been teaching her this. Because that's what everybody has. Everybody has a lovely Chinese nanny. I mean, come on.
Everybody does.
It's a luxury, and it's
a great thing to grow up in this world, being multicultural or understanding other cultures or being able to speak other languages.
I feel like I picked up a little Mandarin when I get my nails done.
Are you sure it's not Vietnamese?
Yeah.
Something. I know they're talking about me.
Same thing.
Yes, it is.
Mary, shout out to Mary. Happy nails.
Mao! That happens to be Mandarin, but that's also from Deer Hunter. It's a separate thing. Oh, gosh. All right.
Did I mention I was hurt by her words?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was a little aggressive.
It's a little much. Come on.
I side with Donald Trump now.
I just like how people are like, they're such people. They're such down-to-earth people, the Trumps. They have a gold everything.
Yes, and the boys go like elephant hunting and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of things that they do.
Is that why there's an elephant at the zoo? Because Donald Trump's sons might come?
No, because Roe's keeping one in the studio. He's keeping his elephant.
But you just
himself.
Upset the elephant.
I know.
You just upset the elephant in the room.
That is upsetting.
When you said that about the elephant hunting.
That is upsetting.
I mean, everything's gold. I mean, can they have everything in gold? They eat on gold?
The seatbelts for his airplane.
The seatbelts are gold?
The bathrooms are gold-plated.
I mean, come on.
Doesn't everybody have that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like in everything, gold toilet seats. Gold bed. That must be very uncomfortable.
Gold steering wheel.
I'd just like to tell Kevin Vila, you're doing an amazing job. And
thanks,
don't
Anna.
Listen to Megyn Kelly, okay?
No one does.
Trying to insult you, trying to bring you down. And it just, she doesn't know what she's talking
it's
about.
It's not going to work, Anna.
Vila at Appomattox got the WGN traffic trouble spots. So rude.
Okay, then I have this to say.
What?
Can I talk now?
Yeah.
Weekday mornings, it has everything you need to know. Some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News is Chicago's must-watch morning news.
Checking in at
number three.
In celebration of New York City opening up the expansive Rolling Stones exhibit, Exhibitionism, band members went to a red carpet event last night and explained, what the hell is this all about? Here's Mick Jagger.
It's interesting because you go from, you know, from a long time ago up to the, almost the present day, you know, so you're not only, there's not a, an exhibition about the 60s only, you've got, it's a long thing, so you say, okay, so that was more or less, I saw him in that outfit, you know, when I last saw the concert. So I think it's good, it's pretty bang up to date.
Just love the accent.
Mm-hmm. And they have a recreation of their flat in London that they all lived in. I would imagine with all kinds of accoutrements and artifacts still lying
from
around
like back in the day.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
And Keith talked about the historic significance of that dingy little flat.
You know, to me, it was more like a workshop more than an apartment. And we just happened to sleep there, you know, but this is where we listened to records and tried to form a band, and that's where it was formed, in that one joint, you know. I mean, we just sat there with no gigs, just trying to hone down and figure out how a band should sound, you know, and that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. He's still alive, by the way.
He totally is, against everyone's expectations and all odds.
He had, it's like the bigger upset than Trump winning. Is that
Didn't
Keith
he
Richards?
Fall out like a coconut tree or something like that? I mean, oh my gosh, that guy, they've lived. Let's just say those guys have lived.
Yes, they have.
Number two.
To me, those balls are perfect.
Sing it, Tommy.
I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect.
With his Deflategate suspension behind him, Tom Brady is now making fun of the scandal in a new Foot Locker commercial.
Mm-hmm. Week of Greatness brought it again for the fifth year.
How is it possible it keeps getting better even after all these years?
Kind of makes you wonder what Foot Locker is up to.
You know, that's an unfortunate mindset you got there.
Tom Brady.
Just because something's great year after year doesn't mean anything's going on. Why can't some things just be great?
Just a question.
It starts with questions, and then questions turn into assumptions, and then assumptions turn into vacations. So why would you punish the week of greatness for something that never even happened?
I lost my appetite.
I know you'll not be shocked I'm saying this, but he's an amazing actor.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you watch this, you're like, oh my gosh, he can do that too. On top of everything else.
Is there anything Tom Brady can't
do? I don't
do?
Think so. I think no. I've not seen it yet.
Is there anything?
It's quite a cute ad.
Mm-hmm.
Good at breaking cell phones too. Just want to throw that in there.
You know who else is good at breaking cell phones? Hillary Clinton. She's good at it too. With a hammer. I'm president now because of that. Good luck to all of you. I'm going to a restaurant. Leave me alone.
That's TV12's buddy.
Yeah.
Trump, yes. They golf together.
My wife will let me talk about this.
Which is probably smart.
Tom Brady called me, said he voted for me, said I could have sex with his wife.
Oh, God. Bro.
Are they swingers?
All right, checking in at
number one.
60% of the time, mashups work.
Okay.
Every time. Usually you need to put away your editor's hat when viewing mashups. Understand that a few liberties are taken, mm-hmm. So that would be the case here.
Sure.
Will Ferrell assembled the Channel 4 news team to, this is Channel 4 in New York, I'm assuming? Mm-hmm. Or L.A.? Oh, his anchorman. Oh, from the okay, got it. All right. People, I need a heads up on these things. Will Ferrell assembled the Channel 4 news team from Anchorman to keep things classy in a hilarious Funny or Die video that mashes up the Anchorman squad with Cubs World Series victory.
This Classic Series between Cleveland and Chicago tonight.
I got a front row seat with a big tub of buttered popcorn.
He's safe.
I can't control myself. I'm an emotional wreck.
It's only going to get worse.
I'm in a glass case of emotion right now.
Yeah.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Here's the 0-1.
Oh, it's so heavy! Yay! We won! Let's celebrate! Sparkler!
It totally works somehow, I think.
All right. I gotta just tell you that Will Ferrell turns out to be a huge Cubs fan.
I didn't know that about him.
Yeah, because of Channel 9, the Superstation.
Oh, that's awesome.
He on that, and then he was here at second seat, I think Improv Olympic for a couple of years. And the guy who wrote Anchorman was a guy who was also a comedy writer here.
In the comedy world, a lot of Cubs fans, I think. And
yeah, you got it. You know what? It's the best place to be if you're a Cubs fan, the comedy world.
The top five at five.